The next item on the agenda is the affiliates task force. Afia, do you want to begin it by introducing your resolution, or how would you like to begin? Or just make a statement, or how do you want to do that?
I'd like to do both at the same time.
Okay. So make a statement and introduce the resolution.
Let me begin. Members of the task force who are in the audience, would you hold up your hand? Let me make sure you get a...
I'm sorry, if you couldn't hear you. Would you
say members in the audience who are in task force...
Oh, thank you.
The affiliates task force? Affiliate task force members.
While we're waiting for this, it's 11:30. We had scheduled this for 11. And we had scheduled it for an hour. We could put lunch back, say, 15 minutes and split the difference. So we have 45 minutes for this. Would that be all right? Okay, that's what we'll do.
Good afternoon, everybody. Those of you who are listening in, welcome. And those of you who've been observing, thank you. Those of you who've participated in the dialogue that's gone on around the next phase in the maturation process of the affiliates task force and program, thank you. It's been greatly appreciated, and we've taken it into consideration in the current motion to standardize the Pacifica National Board Affiliate Task Force, making it essentially a standing committee. Briefly, the affiliates program is a... contractual partnership between the Pacifica Foundation, and over 100 radio stations, community radio stations around the country, and internet stations, indeed, in various parts of the world. Ursula is on the line, and I'm sure that she can give you greater specificity with regard to both radio and internet stations. However, my goal is to deal with them as the PMB representative for affiliate stations, and so I don't make a distinction between radio and internet stations. The contractual relationship institutionalizes a partnership between Pacifica and the sister stations and the various radio and internet stations, giving Pacifica a broad reach, in fact, a global reach that is not otherwise available as represented by the five sister stations. And it extends, indeed, the footprint of those five sister stations. It enhances our opportunity to realize the Pacifica mission and to serve the listening audiences of both the sister stations and of the affiliate stations. There is at this point an effort to reconcile what at points can be competing interests of Pacifica and of affiliate stations. When viewed as customers, affiliates want maximal product for minimal buck. And when viewed as merchants, Pacifica wants to provide minimal service for maximal buck. So the question becomes, how do we balance those potentially competing interests, though commonly holding a common commitment to healthy community broadcasting a healthy Pacifica and a healthy affiliate station. As more and more small stations come online, Pacifica becomes even more important to us as a provider, as we become even more important to Pacifica in terms of expanding that footprint, creating a market for merchandise as represented by the archives, as well as for programming, and even more important to myself, who view media as a lifeline as opposed to a commodity, the quality of life of all of us as represented by life-affirming, timely, essential information. How do we get there winds up at this point in time being an issue. And a part of that issue is what's the next step, the next level of development for the task force and for the affiliates program and how we reach that. There are at least three proposals, one of which I will read to you momentarily. Richard has a second one, which is actually a combination of a proposal that was drafted by Teresa Allen, Chandra Hoffman, and Dina Colbert. The members of the board have received not only copies of the motions, but also the founding documents for the task force, referring specifically to the PACE report, along with two other documents, one of which was my minutes or report to the PNB in January, and the third escapes me at the moment. I forgot. Oh, it was the survey. I'm sorry. It was a survey that was done early on interviewing affiliates and obtaining information about what the priorities of affiliates actually is. And I will note, I'm kind of like Alberto on his bilingual programming. I am on AudioPort and upgrading and automating AudioPort. So I'm sure that various questions will come up in the course of our various presentations, mine, as I said, Ursula, and Teresa Allen, who was one of the people who was a founding party to the to the task force. My motion is, and it has been emailed to the board, so if you have your computers and that's easier to deal with, then you can refer to it. The motion to standardize Pacifica National Board Affiliate Task Force, and I would add to defactionalize the task force. As a general description, this proposal seeks to convert the Pacifica National Board Affiliate Task Force to a standing committee. We seek here to clarify the number and method of election and selection of its members and define its structure and responsibilities. The voting members shall sign a confidentiality agreement for use in possible executive sessions to be attended by voting members only. The 2010 elections to be reopened for nominations. Number one, the affiliate task force membership shall consist of a total of 19 voting members and unlimited non-voting affiliate members. The voting members for 2010 eligibility for election of 2010 officers and each year thereafter shall be A, two Pacifica affiliate directors, nomination process is set out in the Pacifica bylaws with the timeline that was amended by the National Board. 1 PMB member from each of the 5 Pacifica stations. 2, currently, 2 LSB representatives for the year 2010. Then, in 2011, 5 voting LSB representatives, 1 voting representative per LSB. In 2011, we would replace the outgoing 5 with an increased 7 voting affiliate station certified representatives. One of our problems, of course, has to deal with the handpicking and the walk-ups for what we view as efforts to stack the vote. 1 radio station for each of 5 MAP regions, which would probably in a lot of ways correlate with the sister stations, but that would be something that would be discussed and worked out among the affiliate task force members. 2 internet stations, and all would be required to have attended 3 of 4 consecutive regular meetings of the task force committee and selected by the task force on a first-come, first-served basis. One of the issues that attempts to address is the situation where we've had folk to show up recently who've not attended a task force meeting in 2 years. 2 voting at-large members, those being Teresa Allen and Dina Colbert, it's our understanding that the CPB requires that CAB members have no governance relationship with the organization. Therefore, that would require Teresa to resign from the KPFT CAB. Dina, it's a courtesy in light of the fact that she is neither an LSB nor a PNB nor an affiliate representative. That courtesy would be extended only to the end of this year. Neither of them would be eligible for such at-large voting status after 2010. The Pacifica Affiliates Program Coordinator would serve as a non-voting ex-officio member given her position as a staff member. Additional unlimited non-voting affiliate members would be or are welcome and in order to ensure maximal affiliate participation. This would give us a total voting membership in 2010 of 19, a total voting membership, which would include the 2 representatives per LSB, which would change in 2011, leaving it at 19, but the 5 fewer LSB representatives and 7 more affiliate representatives. Affiliate representatives who would be certified and nominated by their particular radio station, since the relationship, the partnership between Pacifica and affiliates is between radio stations and not individuals. The structure of the task force would be the same as any other Pacifica committee, and that is that it would be subject to the bylaws of the Pacifica Foundation and to Robert's Rules of Order as the bylaws provide. We have struggled with the notion that despite the fact that the task force is a Pacifica board formation, that as to whether or not it is not in fact subject to the Pacifica bylaws. So to make that point imminently clear. However, the quorum for the task force would be at 9, regardless of the increased membership, since the objective is to recruit and to engage a maximal number of affiliates to the affiliates task force to ensure authenticity of the task force and the participation and extension of the services of Pacifica. The task force itself would be advisory as opposed to having services or responsibilities common to other committees, supervisory or monitoring or anything of that sort. We would, as a task force, make recommendations to the PMB and the affiliate coordinator. The duties and responsibilities of PMB directors are in no way limited by their service on the affiliates task force committee, which is one of the peculiarities of the affiliates task force, is that we as affiliate representatives have dual responsibilities. One is to represent the interest of affiliates and at the same time represent the interest of the Pacifica Foundation. And how do we do that in a way that serves the both interests, that balancing competing interests that I mentioned at the outset? The task force shall have a chair and a secretary with the same duties and responsibilities provided in the bylaws of the Pacifica Foundation. That the responsibilities of the task force shall be those assigned by the Pacifica National Board and its bylaws. So as you can see, the proposal is it's a basic standard operating procedure to regularize or standardize the task force so that it is the program as represented by the task force is further institutionalized in the governance structure of Pacifica and serves the interest of both the foundation and the affiliate.
Is there a second for this?
Second.
Okay.
Second.
The coordinating committee recommendation was that people who were here from the affiliates task
force.
Use your mic.
I'm using it. It's not on. Hello? That's
there
better.
You go.
The recommendation was that the representatives from affiliates who are here, who may or may not be on the affiliates task force, but certainly people who are on the affiliates task force, will be entitled to participate in the conversation. And so, and also Ursula Rudenberg, who is the affiliates coordinator, I think is the title, is on the line. And so I think what I'll do is I'll give her a chance to make a statement, and then any of the people who are here on the affiliates task force who would like to make a statement to do so.
I have a point of information, George.
Yes.
Is Jim Bennett, was Jim Bennett also invited?
Jim Bennett was invited. He's was invited again this morning, but he's he declined. He's doing fundraising right now for a station.
Okay.
So can we hear Ursula?
Hi.
Hi, Ursula. Would you like to make a statement?
Sure. Yeah. I guess. I'll make a brief statement, and then I guess I'll respond to any questions you might have. You know, my job obviously is to manage the and sustain the affiliates program, and currently we have an affiliates program that is succeeding financially in and it is attracting new affiliates on a regular basis. I think since January we've had approximately 10 new affiliations, and we have about five that are in process right now, and including one in Thailand, of all places, which is very cool. And also has a pretty good record of retaining existing contracts. A major reason why all this is currently working is to a large degree because we currently have a very simple and clear contract that upholds straightforward and simple business relationships with our affiliates and clearly recognizes their independent nature as separate organizations. And crucial to the affiliates agreement is that affiliation does not result in any situations where Pacifica will affect their local management of the stations in issues of administration, programming, or any other local issues levels they have. This is a primary concern that is always expressed by existing affiliates and also when new contracts are negotiated, those of you who have been involved for a while with Pacifica know that this was a huge concern that affiliates have expressed on an ongoing basis. And we only recently have begun to really overcome the fears that people have had about Pacifica's ability to somehow affect their local autonomy. And there is a concern that I see about the proposal that's being made in terms of setting up a system of representation affiliates, in that there are some liabilities presented by this. With a new structure of representation like this, there would have to be changes to the contracts that currently exist with affiliates. And I think it would create some liabilities affecting our ability to renew contracts and also to attract new affiliates to the program. We want to keep our business relationships as strong as possible since, as Ms. Langaza said, they are essentially the foundation of the program. Beyond the contracts, Pacifica really owns nothing. It's the affiliates program is not doesn't have the aspect of property the way our own licenses of our own stations have. So the contracts are really the basis of our ability to retain the program. Again, the acknowledgement of the affiliates' fundamental independence as separate organizations is really fundamental to our ability to make these contracts. So in many ways, this is a business relationship at heart. Now, beyond the business relations, the affiliates program does present many, many opportunities for collaboration because many of our affiliates also see themselves as allies with Pacifica on a number of levels involving programming, fundraising, and other areas. But our ability to develop these areas really depend upon this fundamental understanding of autonomy on their part. So our great strength in this program is the power of attraction and not in our power to manage our relations with them in any way. And the process of creating a system of representation of affiliates that's being proposed will raise those issues. And for one thing, our affiliates have an enormous variety of interests. And one station, even if it was on a regional or any other criteria, just simply could not represent other affiliates. That's a type of categorization which has not naturally come out of the thinking of our clients and of our allies as affiliates. But would have to come from Pacifica. And it is a significant enough change that it would have to be reflected in the contract. And, as I said, there have been very strong fears expressed about any sort of actions that would result in Pacifica being able to affect their local issues. And So I do think this proposal does present some liabilities. I think that our greatest power in this program that has been working very well until the present has been our power to attract participation. But organizing representation of affiliates opens up a whole new area of concern that I do think will affect our ability to make contracts. I think that's kind of the gist of the concerns I think I need to express as a staff person. I do want to say that contracts are renegotiated on a yearly basis. That's part of what makes them viable. So in any case, whatever decision is made here, the renegotiation process starts in the summer. So whatever is decided, whatever changes that need to be made to the contracts should probably be resolved by June so that we were able to begin the renegotiation process. And I guess that's the most information I think that's useful right now. I do feel that there are some real liabilities in this proposal and could have a pretty serious effect on the current success we're having.
Thank you. Are there any people who are on the Affiliates Task Force who'd like to make a brief statement before we take questions from the PMB and begin discussion?
You mean from the audience?
From the audience. Okay. Well, also from on the PMB. Some of you are on the Affiliates Task Force. Go ahead, Richard.
I would also like, what's her face? Remember, Grace to speak. Having been board chair and AD, she has had an opportunity.
You want me to go ahead and talk?
Yeah, good.
Good morning, Ursula. Good morning, folks.
Hi.
I think that what we're trying to do here is build the strongest, most effective progressive radio media network throughout the world, you know, not just the United States, but throughout the world. And I think we need to support the affiliates Pacifica Affiliates Program, where staff is directed by the Pacifica Executive Director. And we need to define these competing interests if they're out there, or how they actually come together. In response to what Ursula just her concerns that she just expressed, I think it's apples and oranges. I think that what Ursula's expressing it's not a matter of not being true. It's just it's a different critter, you know. There's no interface between this board necessarily and those contracts and those agreements. Whatever we decide to do as a group to bring in some kind of representation or ideas or participation from these affiliates, however we decide to organize that doesn't interfere with, it doesn't have anything to do with those contracts, in my mind. It that's Pacifica's business, and that's between Pacifica and those affiliates, and they certainly, absolutely, there's no effort here to control those affiliates. I mean, we're not looking to come look over their shoulder. You know, we're busting our butts to try to take care of our own house. I think that it's interesting that we say, at one point we say, well, we want as much affiliate involvement as we can, but then we turn around and say or act like, well, we got to be careful about getting that involvement. I don't know why we have to be careful about getting that involvement. You know, it's a democracy. Or it should be a democracy. The more that we can make it available to the affiliates for their feedback, the more we're going to be able to set up this larger network that we're hoping to do. I don't think that I'm getting organizing my thoughts. I heard that, didn't I?
Let's get back to the
somebody bring him some coffee so he'll be good. hang on, I'm almost through with what I'm trying to say. I'm just trying to wrap it up. Let me just stop at this point and come back later. But I don't think what we're doing here or talking about doing here is any conflict whatsoever with the contracts.
Kathy.
Let me see. This is not on, is it? Okay. Yes, I don't see necessarily the conflict with the contracts. I haven't seen any of these contracts. From my perspective, thank you, Ursula. I appreciate your perspective on this because you have cultivated this program from the infant stage to what it is now, and I think that you have a lot to be proud of for that. So I'm not in any way trying to take away from that success. But my reason for being a part of this task force is because I really see the potential in it. You know, I see a huge potential for what we can be doing with the affiliates with regard to cross-pollination and bringing information, as I spoke earlier, up from the roots into Pacifica, not us trying to dictate to anyone what they should be doing. But I think that we could have a real pulse on the country by having people on the ground in all these places. So I totally support all the work you've done. However, I have found at the board level, since, you know, this is my second term on this board, that the affiliates have very little, seem to have little input in, at the board level as well as at task force. My concern at the board level has been that the affiliates' representatives were primarily, in my observation, my opinion, I can't say for sure, they were recruited, and they were recruited based on the potential impact they would have on votes here at the PMB level, and the greater importance wasn't how to fully represent the affiliates. So I think that creating an environment in which the affiliates can self-identify their interests. We're not assigning people to do anything. To be part of this committee, to be able to have input into their, bring their creative ideas, is just very important for us to move forward as a unified network as opposed to a bunch of separate parts that don't create together to make something new. So I support this motion because I really think that the affiliates should have representation in their committee, in this committee. And I think that this, maybe some of the details can be worked out to be more feasible. But to say that the affiliates don't have an interest, to me, is a little ahead of the game when we haven't even asked those people to participate and to what level they want to participate. So I definitely support this motion, and I think that Ursula, that with your experience, there's no reason why you wouldn't wholly be a part of this intermingling and bringing forth of new voices. My objective is not to close anybody out, but to bring more voices to the table.
Joe.
Yeah, well, I have a question for Ursula, which people have touched on, but I'd like to hear from Ursula a little bit more what she means when she says that these would somehow impact the contracts or create some liability.
Should I respond?
Yes, please. Yes.
Okay. Again, I want to say I I do feel that this structure will impact the contracts. First of all, I want to clarify something. I do not think it's accurate to say that in the past that affiliate participation has been recruited. I think that the people that have participated in the task force, whether they were affiliate directors or task force members, I don't think it's accurate to describe them as having recruited for particular interests. I do not think that represents realistically what has happened in the past. And as far as affecting the contracts, again, it's just it's a very fundamental thing. At heart, the contracts are business relations. These, in a very kind of straightforward way, and that is really the foundation. Of our relationships with affiliates and their willingness to enter into contracts with us are under the assurance that it's an extremely straightforward and simple relationship that does not involve any sort of, a system of representation of affiliates beyond what we already have by nature will create a structure which organizes them in one way or the other. It'll involve, some way that Pacifica engages in certifying representatives. And there really does not exist any structure among the affiliates that represents that kind of organization. It's a tremendous variety of different types of stations. And even if they are told they can either participate in this or not, they will have to make that choice as to whether participate in a system of representation or not. And this would have to be somehow stated in the contract, because this is one of the things that is always asked first, is, what is the involvement with Pacifica beyond the straightforward business relationships? Now, I'm in no way speaking against not further involvement of affiliates in the task force or in communication with Pacifica in any way. What I'm saying is that based on the business relationships that we have, which are working right now, the element of participation is based on attraction and their decision to participate however they want by instituting a structure of representation of the affiliates. We are at heart developing some sort of system of representing them. That is a whole new way of relating to the affiliates, and that will have to be somehow reflected in the contracts. And it will affect their feelings about Pacifica, and what kind of a relationship they're entering into. It absolutely will impact the contracts.
Joe, you wanted to follow up.
I'm curious. I mean, one question is, are there different contracts written with different provisions for each affiliate? And then, does the current contract say anything about the current structure of the task force? And it seems to me that we already have, to the extent we have affiliate representatives on the PNB, and that they are affiliate reps in some form or have been in the task force currently or in the past, how would it be different to codify a structure, have a structure that's somewhat codified and formalized, as opposed to having a structure, albeit one without any formal, formal rules?
Yes. Well, the contract that we currently have is the same for every affiliate. The main difference in the contract that varies is the agreement on the fee. The contract is a very, very simple, straightforward document. I think it's 2 pages long. What it essentially states is that the affiliates and Pacifica will abide by the law. And it essentially states that Pacifica will deliver services. There's a fee agreed upon, and then there are a few other details, such as the affiliates may not call themselves Pacifica stations. you know, a few kind of details like that. And that is basically the essence of the contract. It's an exchange of services and an adherence to legal issues that are, you know, basic to all radio organizations, nothing unusual between us. It also does state that there is an option for stations to nominate representatives to the Pacifica National Board. So that is basically the essence of the contract. It's a very, very simple contract. It's a very compelling contract because of its very simple, straightforward business tone and simplicity. Now, I think there is tremendous potential in this network because of the point we're at right now as an affiliates program, the level of trust that has been built up, the tremendous public relations effort that has been engaged in the last 10 years. There's tremendous potential for building participation, but the foundation of that participation, however that is developed, is still the assurance that the contract gives that Pacifica will not organize their participation in any way, that it is their interest, it is their own initiative, and it is based upon attraction. We have a tremendous ability at this point to attract all sorts of participation if we keep that simple business relationship clear. If we do set up a system of representation of the affiliates in the interest of transparency, that will have to be reflected in the contract. Also, I have to say, you know, the system of electing representatives of the affiliates network is already somewhat problematic, and instituting more elections or certification process will only complicate that.
I had offered to have people who are members of the task force to participate, and Kim Kaufman wants to do that. I don't understand why. I'm speaking right in. Oh, I've got to speak really close.
While we're doing that, I'll just add one more thing. In terms of response to your question, Joe, my sense is that the great strength of the task force, because it is this kind of odd combination between client and service provider and, you know, allies, and it's kind of an overlap of various interests, I think the great power of the task force is one of communication. And I think, again, based on attraction, I think a tremendous amount can be done to encourage that level of communication. And I think that's really the power of the task force, is to create a venue for people to come and give input. But I think if the organization comes out from Pacifica, the attraction to that will become very complicated, and it probably will be a liability.
Okay. Thanks.
Hi. Oh, can I speak?
Yes. Go ahead.
I'm Kim Kaufman from LA here. I'm not sure the proper form I want to make an amendment to this, saying under 1A that the committee shall have up to two Pacifica affiliate directors. If we have two that are interested and want to show up and do it, then we can have two. There may be no interest, and then we won't, but we can't make them show up, and therefore it's optional, and nothing will have to be changed in Ursula's contract. I mean, I agree with her that the contract shouldn't be changed, but if we make it not mandatory, then nothing will have to be changed. Am I making sense?
Yes, you can't actually make motions, but the sense of it is clear.
Well, that's an amendment, I mean, that's my suggestion is, you know, to amend this so it'll include that, so it won't be mandated, and then we don't have to make any changes in the contract.
Any discussion? Alex? Summer? First Alex. No. Oh, I'm sorry. Nia,
Yeah, I hope I didn't miss anything. I just I put the bylaws on top of my nose to read this. Well, I have a couple of things that I need to say. I know Afia said that she's trying to. This is an attempt to defactionalize the task force, but by By trying to make it a standard committee, that's going to create another type of faction, in my opinion. So it's like moving it from one faction to another. And maybe if we could get copies of the contracts, but I haven't read them. I mean, I have all confidence that what Ursula is saying is correct, but I'd like to be informed, and I don't think I'm as informed as I need to be in order to make a sound decision on this, so it'd be good if we could see one. The other thing is the bylaws specifically says that the bylaws say that that the committees in Article 8, Section 2, forgive me here, it says that except as otherwise provided in these bylaws, all committees shall include at least one director from each foundation radio station and two delegates, so who are not serving as directors. So I don't know how we could make this a standing committee of just affiliate members.
Nia is correct that she just read the bylaws as it was.
Okay. I have a question for Ursula. It just seems to me, I guess other people have said this, but I'll try to make the point a little clearer. The new structure of the affiliates task force or standing committee or whatever you want to call it is not obliging any affiliate to do anything about their governing structure. The only thing it does is it changes the input that affiliates have with Pacifica's governing structure. And it only does that in an advisory capacity in any case. So I really just cannot get a grip on how this could possibly affect any contracts where people are concerned about their own governance structure. It's basically a one direction kind of thing. We're providing input for affiliates if they want to opt in to have some input into Pacifica's governing structure, and that's it. There is no dialogue going the other way that Pacifica has as to the affiliates' governing structure. Absolutely none.
George?
So I would like to hear Ursula respond to that.
Just one second, George. I mean, I made a statement. I didn't realize you were going to go on to somebody else.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I
thought you were finished.
It's okay. Just to give you an explanation. And my second point was going to be, I'd like to hear what Ricardo has to say about this, since Ursula raised the point that it would that there would be some liability. So I'd like to hear from Ricardo what he has to say about this. Thanks.
Hi, Ursula. Would you mind explaining to me again what your concerns are regarding liability?
Well, if we're setting up a system of representation for the affiliates beyond what already exists, that is a form of organizing them, and we are going to have to be transparent about that. And, you know, whether it's voluntary or not, a station will have to make a decision whether to participate in that in some form of representation. By the way, also, in answer to Nia's question, if you go to PacificaNetwork.org and click on how to affiliate, there is a link there to the contract. It is online.
Before we continue, we're out of time for... Please, before we continue, we're out of time for this session. Do I have a motion to extend time?
So move to that we extend to 12:30.
Any objection to that? Okay, Ricardo.
I don't see any particular legal issue that would prohibit us from engaging in that kind of a contractual agreement. Of course, we would have to be transparent about it so that the parties knew exactly what was at stake. The only hesitation I have is how this may affect us with respect to our relationship with the FCC, and that would have to be a question to be answered by John Kriegler.
Yeah, let me be clear. Ultimately, this is not a legal question. I mean, it's only legal in the sense that we have to be clear in the contract what we're doing. But ultimately, it's a public relations question.
Thank you. Let's see. Next is, Alex, you had a, we sort of stopped. Were you finished? Or?
Well, I posed the question that I wanted Ursula to respond to, and after that, I have an amendment to propose.
Okay. What was the question?
I just wanted her to respond to how this could affect our relations with the affiliates when we are providing absolutely no input to their governing structure. We're only providing them an opportunity, if they so desire it, to have some input to our governing structure.
Do you want to elaborate on your answer to that?
Yeah, I mean, on one level, it affects it because we're setting up a system of representation for them, which they have to then decide whether to participate in or not. But beyond that, there are actually, you know, I mean, as you know, these things get complicated once they get put into motion. And if you are setting up a system of representation coming to, you know, to sit at Pacifica and to speak for affiliates, it does raise a lot of questions, like, for instance, who are those representatives going to be? And what are the what are their relationships to their local stations? I mean, you know, the foundation of our contracts really are our relationships with the station managers of the affiliates. And also, and in terms of whatever programming they take from us are based on the program directors at those stations. Now, it's not clear who these representatives are going to be and what their relationships will be to their station managers, program directors, or whatever. And it is not, you know, that affiliates are not indifferent to how Pacifica sees them and perceives them. That is a breathing, you know, living ecology that right now is really working really well because they feel that they are able to relate to us on their terms. And once you set up a system of representation, you are bringing in a whole new way of relating. You know, whether it's voluntary or not, they still will have to be faced with a decision to participate or not in a structure which they did not create. And it is, I mean, I'm not sure how to, you know, it has to do, I think, a little bit in terms of orientation of, you know, of how you're seeing it. What I'm trying to communicate to you is the point of view that is expressed to me by affiliates. And, you know, their point of view in terms of how they feel about Pacifica as Pacifica's, you know, clients and allies. There's a tremendous amount of public relations liability involved with this.
Alex, did you want to make an amendment?
Yes. I would like to change a minor item in the wording of the motion proposed by AFIA, where it says motion to standardize Pacifica National Board Affiliate Task Force. That's the title, actually. I'd like to change that to motion to codify the structure of the Pacifica National Board Affiliate Task Force. And under general description, where it says this proposal seeks to convert the Pacifica National Board Affiliates Task Force to a standing committee, in lieu of the valid point raised by NIA that we have a very formal definition of what a standing committee is, I would like to change that to say, general description, this proposal seeks to codify the structure of the National Board Affiliate Task Force. And everything else remains the same.
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to that? Hearing no objection, the amendment is accepted, and the Affiliates Task Force will not be treated as a standing committee under the bylaws. will not be. Summer.
I don't understand what the resistance is. I mean, I've personally written publishing contracts, film contracts, and art contracts, and to insert a paragraph is not an issue in a contract. I don't see how this changes any of the dynamics. It simply gives the affiliates greater representation, frankly. I mean, we have a task force. People are supposed to be on it. They already get to voluntarily choose whether they want to nominate people to be an affiliates director on the PNB. And it's still totally voluntary. Do you want to participate in this governance structure or don't you? Otherwise, you continue to just buy your programming and have nothing to do with us on a governance level. So I don't see any potential liabilities. It simply increases the number of people who get to participate in representing the affiliates. So I'm not sure what the resistance is, because this seems very straightforward and simple to me. You want more people to participate from the affiliate structure, and you need to change a paragraph at the end of the contract to present that. So I don't know why this is going on and on. I just don't see any problem with this. This simply says more people participate if they so choose. It's totally permissive, totally voluntary, and it requires a simple amendment to a contract. And a two-page contract is very easy to rewrite. Thank you.
Bill.
Thank you. I'd like to emphasize I do appreciate what's written here in the structure. And I agree with the motivation that Afia talked about in depoliticizing the process. You mentioned that in an email she sent out a few weeks ago and also. But I'd like to remind people under the second bullet point under the structure of the task force, this task force's work is advisory. It makes recommendations to the PNB and the affiliates coordinator. And so I think we're trying to fix something that's not broken. If you heard Ursula's report earlier, and Afia's talked about also in the report last the D.C. meeting, we're attracting affiliates, we're getting lots of them, and it just seems like we're complicating things by trying to make this into like the way our other committees work, even though we just passed an amendment basically saying it's not going to be a committee, and I agreed with that motion. Just a little more background, I'll try to be brief. A couple of weeks ago, I sent out a note to everybody that the original note was sent to, which is all the PNB and the affiliates that were on the list. And I said, it sounds like to me we should be encouraging more participation by affiliates. And I was concerned that if we restrict their voting rights by limiting them and putting more people on from LSBs, then we'd be doing the opposite. And so I just asked, am I wrong? Make some comments. Well, every comment I got back by email from, which were I think all the ones I got back were from the affiliates, were saying basically we should leave it alone. And that they were concerned that the proposed setup for having representation would effectively reduce the voice they have. And here we have a task force. Their purpose is to get input from the affiliates, and they were concerned it would do the opposite. That, you know, why is there any reason, if they don't have any governance functions, why would we want to restrict any of their votes on this task force? It's just advisory anyway. And instead, we have all these people that we elect from as PNB members. I mean, I don't know anything about affiliates other than what I hear indirectly. And from our LSBs, which are also maybe similar, I think we should be, if anything, removing the votes for those people and giving all the affiliates that want to participate a vote. So I don't understand the reason for changing this voting system, and where effectively we'd be making all the affiliate people a minority on this task force in terms of votes.
Leslie?
All right. I hear a lot of what Bill says, and Bill said a lot of what I was thinking, quite frankly. I would like to move here that we refer this back to the Affiliates Task Force and get a report from them on what they want. We've certainly heard from our Affiliates Director that she's not entirely comfortable with this. We've heard from our general counsel that this should be referred to our FCC counsel before we make a decision on it. We certainly have plenty of time if we go through the steps that have been recommended to us. And I would like to move that we hear back from the Affiliates Task Force no later than our June meeting, our June 10 in-person meeting, and we take this up at that time.
Is there a second to that?
July.
Yeah.
It'll be July.
Mm-hmm. I object.
have a point of information.
Just a moment. I'm trying to deal with this objection. You can object to something being on the agenda, and if it takes a two-thirds vote to not consider it, but I don't think you can object to an amendment. You have to just vote it down.
Yeah, but you also, you always say, are there any objections? I was just saving you.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. What was your question?
I have a point of information. This is just coming from Afia and not the entire task force. Right? I was on there last year. I didn't join this year. This is just coming from you, Afia, but not the other members on the task force?
There are other members on the task force who joined me in this motion. In fact, Kathy even spoke in support of the, and she is a member of the task force.
At the last meeting, you guys voted on this? That's my question. I guess how I'm accustomed
to. No, we did not.
Motion's coming up.
The
so
task
you guys
force
just collaborated
did not,
and did
member,
that.
There are members of the task force who support this motion. There are members of the task force who support an other motion that Teresa and Dina and Chandra.
So everybody had their little
entree. Yeah, exactly.
Little entree.
Right.
Okay.
You were sent, by the way, from Bill a proposal from Chandra Houtman, who is one of the members of the task force, which would be an alternative change in structure. Richard's next on the list. So, but we need to speak to this amendment. It's also time again. We can either take a vote on this amendment right now, which would send it to the task force, or we can extend time for another 15 minutes, I guess.
I move that we extend time for 10 minutes.
Are there more people on the staff, George?
There's just Kathy.
There's Janet Coleman, who's a task force member.
Do you want to speak as well?
For people who don't seem to understand this, the seven voting members of the affiliates that would be part of the task force, how would they elect themselves? This is not a set in stone method, is it? The geography of the affiliate areas.
In the proposal, it would be that would be resolved by the task force itself.
By the task force, okay.
Where are we now? So we had a motion to extend time for 10 minutes. Was that seconded?
I'd like to amend it. It's only Kathy that's left, right? We've been doing this for about an hour.
That's what we did.
Almost more than an hour.
It has been more than an hour. Actually, you're right.
Yeah, I have another motion I want to make.
Well, the motion on the floor is to extend time for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Is there any objection to extending time for 10 minutes?
Point of information, sir.
Yes.
Just as a point of information, what would happen if, or this, well, this is my thought. Well, break for lunch and come back and pick it up for maybe half an hour type of thing.
That's a separate motion. You can move to postpone.
No. I'm just asking the question. Given the agenda, I mean, I know we've got a packed agenda. What would happen if that? I don't know. I'm just thinking.
What we have coming up next are the report from the KPFK general manager, which is actually being given by the program director, and perhaps the chair, although I haven't heard from him yet whether he's actually going to be here.
Before the lunch break?
No, that's right after lunch.
Oh, okay.
Scheduled for 1:30. Lunch is scheduled for 1:30, which is an hour from now. I think we have to move lunch back as well.
I need to quiet up. I had too much to drink last night, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
One point of information?
Yes.
What time do you want Mr. Crumshaw to...
Our chair?
Did you say our chair?
Yes.
Yes. What time?
It would be right after the. It depends on when we put lunch till. My sense is that.
Well, approximately, because I'll just make a phone call and see if we can get him here. He did call me earlier today, and I just haven't had a break in the proceedings to talk with you.
Okay. Well, it would be after Alan Minsky's presentation. That's what's next on the agenda.
No, but I just need to know, are we talking an hour, 2 hours?
I can't tell you because I don't know when we're going to have lunch.
Ballpark estimate, that's all I need.
Ballpark estimate, 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock, thank you.
2:30,
thank you.
Yes. Okay, so We have a motion on the floor to extend time for 10 minutes. Is there any objection to that motion? There is an objection to the motion. It requires two-thirds. All those in favor of the motion, please put your hand up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I think. 7. All right. The motion fails.
That's right.
Well, you don't need to call the question. The question's called.
Okay. I have an amendment pending.
The amendment is pending, and that's what we vote on. So all those in favor of the amendment, which is to refer this back to the Affiliates Task Force for further work and to come back with a recommendation by the June meeting. Is that correct, Leslie?
It is.
Okay. All in favor of that, please put your hand up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five. All opposed, put your hand up. Okay, the motion fails. What's in front of us now is the main motion as amended by Alex.
Mr. Chair, I would like to make an amendment and to add...
It's too late to do that. It's too late to do that. It can be tabled, but
add me to the vote to postpone it, because that should have been postponed. I'm sorry, this is not ready to float.
George, do you want to move to table?
Okay, I'll move to table this issue.
Is there a second for that?
I second.
Until we take it back off the table.
George, point of order. Would you please state the vote count on this last motion that failed? Or that passed?
It was 10 to 7, I believe. And one abstention.
Two abstentions.
You counted 5-4, and then you counted 5-4 the motion?
I counted 7 against, but let's take it again. All those in favor of extending time, please put your hand up. For 10 minutes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All opposed, please put your hands up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The count was what I said it was.
George, it was referring it back to the committee. Leslie's motion.
Oh, that motion. It failed. It was 10 to, what was it?
10-6.
Okay. So we're back where we were, which is we have a motion to table. Motion table is not discussable. It is an order, and it can be it can be taken off the table whenever, actually. So it's any time between this meeting or the next meeting, it can be taken back off the table and discussed, yes. The motion to table is not discussable. All those in favor of tabling the motion, please put your hand up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All opposed to tabling, please put your hand up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Behind you. 9.
Okay, the motion fails. What we have in front of us is the motion in front of us, which, as amended by Alex, the amendment was essentially to change the name of it to leave the name alone as an affiliate task force and not call it a standing committee, so we don't violate the bylaws, which requires that you have two LSB members on every standing committee.
Well, 10 minutes isn't enough.
Is there any reason that we're not proceeding to take the vote?
No. There's no reason. Where we were at is to take the vote on the main motion. All those in favor of the main motion as amended, please. Is there any objection to the main motion as amended?
Yes.
I thought there would be. Is there? Okay, so we take a vote on that. All in favor of the motion, please put your hand up. This motion. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All opposed, please put your hand up. Please put your hand up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm counting it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Alberto?
Are you voting?
Are you voting? On the main motion.
I'm sorry.
It's important that you vote.
I'm abstaining. Thank you.
The motion passes 9-7.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we need to decide when lunch is. Yes, it's going to be, we leave now, but when do we come back? It's 12:40 now. I'd suggest we come back at 2 o'clock. Is there any objection to that? It's an hour and 20 minutes. Okay.
Everyone with the GM search committees everywhere who want to discuss this lunch together.
Are you buying lunch?
No. I'll facilitate me.
You want to
get
map out some space?
What do you think? Maybe grab the patio out here? Are we waiting here? Or let's go find
what are we eating in the restaurant?